We head to the fourth quarter of Take It to the Bank.
Gonna need a comeback.
Let's get some orange slices. It's been a long journey. We gotta get hydrated. Soccer it.
Presented by Associated Bank.
The song again. All right, Take It to the Bank, part four, presented by Associated Bank. According to the NFL Nation NFC North Roundtable article, the gift that keeps on giving from 10 days ago, your next question, Take It to the Bank, as outlined by Rob Domofsky, ESPN NFL Nation Packers reporter, Jeff Hafley will get an interview to be an NFL head coach for the 2026 season. Tausch, you going to take that to the bank?
Yeah, I'll take that to the bank. I'm going to put it in a safe deposit box. I think he gets a job. The dude's a leader. I think he's done a great job here. And if this defense, now, a lot of people doubting. Oh, you haven't done this with the pass rush. Oh, your defensive backs, any injury, blah, 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 blah. All fair. I'm going off of what we saw. And again, I might be a little pommy because of what they did against that Philly offense, and they stifled them for a vast majority of that game. The Bears stunk. They couldn't move the ball at all until, of course, they did. I think it's going to be a big boy year, and if it's a big boy year and this defense is as good, if not better, than what it was last year, and if they can just find ways in the big boy games to do it, Jeff Hafley will be a head coach in the NFL next year. Next year. You get what I'm saying. Next year.
Mm-hmm. 26 season.
There you go.
Yep. Yeah, I'm Team Tausch and Team Rob Domofsky on this one. I think you're right. It's been a while. It's been a minute, as you like to say, since the Packers had a defensive coordinator that anyone would want. Right? Dom Capers had been a head coach for two different organizations. He was not going to get a third bite at that apple. And he was a really good defensive coordinator. I know hashtag fire Capers became popular, but those 09 and 10 defenses were damn good defenses. And they won a Super Bowl. And if we're going to relitigate Aaron Rodgers' career like we kind of were yesterday during the conversation about Giannis versus him, if they had better defenses, I'd like to see what their postseason success rate would look like. Now, there was a game where his defense did everything it needed to do. Jaire Alexander picked off two passes against Tom Brady. Remember him? Jaire Alexander, he was good once upon a time. And he didn't do enough with him. There was the San Francisco 49ers game where the only points they scored were on special teams. So that defense did its job too. But the bottom line is that Jeff Hafley seems different to me. And I agree that he is going to be a candidate. He did interview with the Jets, although the Jets did interview a lot of people. But I am very curious to see if he can match and exceed what his first-year defense did, and if so, A, where that takes this Green Bay Packers team, and B, where it takes him to a head coaching job next year. Is there anything left?
I'm sure there is. There's one more question. Should we do it? You ready for it?
Let's do it.
All right. Hail Mary at the end of the game here. Take It to the Bank, as predicted by three of the four NFC North NFL Nation reporters. Bears rookie tight end Colston Loveland, not Packers receiver Matthew Golden, will be the best rookie in the division this season. Colston Loveland, highly thought of tight end that the Bears drafted in the first round, will be the best rookie in the NFC North this year instead of Matthew Golden. You going to take that to the bank, Tausch?
All right. Remind me who the Lions picked they have a lineman that's going to play a lot, right? That's a rookie. Am I correct?
I think
on
he
that?
Was a second round pick, but yes.
That's fine. I'm not beholden to only first round picks. I've seen fifth, sixth, seventh round picks play pretty early. So I'm not going to just sit here and say, oh, it's only got to be a first round pick.
Tate Ratledge of Georgia was the 57th overall pick and probably their starting center.
I don't know who their first round pick was. Minnesota.
Tyleek Williams, defensive tackle, okay. Ohio State.
That's who Minnesota picked?
No, that was the Lions' first round pick.
Oh, okay.
That was your ask.
No, I am not taking that to the bank. Isn't Cole Kmet still on that team?
He is.
Isn't he still?
Yep.
So Loveland might come in, and he might be fine. No. Tight end? Yeah, Matthew Golden's going to get opportunities. My guy, Sevion, is going to get some opportunities.
Sevion Blanc!
I'm just not fully committed to, oh, they got Ben Johnson, and all of a sudden now what, you think this Bears offense is going to be star-spangled awesome? But let's see. Let's see, but I certainly won't be taking that to the bank. Can guarantee that.
I would love to pick Matthew Golden, but I'm not as sold on the number of opportunities. I just don't know what his rookie season will look like. Maybe it'll be a 1,000-yard season, and we'll all be looking back on this going, what the hell were we doing here in this round table that took us 6 weeks to finish? Loveland? Matthew Golden led the Packers in receiving. It was their first 1,000-yard receiver since Davante Adams left. That could be. But I also remember that it took Davante Adams a while to become a 1,000-yard receiver. Some people did. It also, look, we've covered this, but there are 9 guys right now at wide receiver that I think are deserving of a roster spot potentially. 9 guys. Okay. That's a lot.
9 times.
That's what I was going for. Ferris Bueller. I was told at Jeff and Monroe's son's wedding that I look like Matthew Broderick. Anybody seeing that on the panel?
Hmm. How much drinking was being done?
It was before cocktail hour started.
Is that a compliment?
I don't know. I said I usually get Clooney when people do.
Oh, I kind of see it. I'll get a
Clooney?
Picture up here.
No, not Clooney. Yeah, every once in a while, you gotta stop and look around. You might miss it. So, what was I saying before I brought up?
I have no
Matthew
idea.
Broderick.
Trying to piece together what you just said there, and I don't know. So,
the line, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you might miss it. Ferris Bueller's day off. Matthew
that?
Broderick.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. They've got 9 guys at wide receiver, even though they're not going to keep 9 guys. And even though Matthew Golden is a first-round pick, I don't think we can just say, oh, he's going to have 60 catches for 900 yards and 8 touchdowns. Maybe he will. We'll see. But they got some other guys that are going to have a say in that. So I don't know enough about Loveland to predict that. The Vikings' first-round pick is also an offensive lineman, from Ohio State, who played with Tate Ratledge, who was a second-round pick by the Lions. So, yeah, what do you think?
I could see it. Yeah, I guess I could see it.
It's there.
Must be the
both
glasses.
Both wear glasses. Yep.
Yes, and both of us drink Coors Light.
Oh, really? I love it. Coors Light.
No, maybe not.
Brewed with that 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it's cold packaged, so it's made to chillin', man. She been hot out all weekend. Graduation parties, Coors Light's there. Make sure that their cold-activated bottles and cans are blue. That's when I know that it is chilled to perfection. That's what I love about drinking Coors Light. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company. A Golden, Colorado.
Time for trivia. It's Tuesday, Jesse. What category is it, and what color do you want.
Yar, shiver me timbers. Shoot. The Milwaukee Brewers.
I'm out.
No, Captain Tosh.
I am not. I already did my voices today.
You have to play. The people love ye pirate voice. It's one of the favorite things that you do
around
here.
They hate it.
No, they love it.
They think it's dumb. They
love to hate
it.
You have to do the pirate voice for pirate trivia.
I'll do one.
Dreaded Pittsburgh Pirates in town. Ahoy! It's Pirate Trivia Tuesday.
Oh, boy. I don't like when the Pirates come to town. I don't want to be a pirate. Seinfeld, Jason. Seinfeld.
I'm familiar. Do people love hating the voice, or do they just hate the voice? I think that's the key question here.
I think they hate the voice. That's what I think.
A very popular pirate trivia. Yar.
Oh, boy.
What was the voice you were trying to do last week? Because it did sound like a pirate. Someone commented on that in the YouTube comments. You said you had, Tom Izzo. Your Tom Izzo.
Tom Izzo.
So do your Tom Izzo when you have your question today, and maybe that'll work
for
your pirate
voice. All
right,
I'll try my Tom Izzo.
There you go.
All right.
Paul Skeens, or as he's referred to on our show, because Tausch mispronounces his name, Skeenus, won 11 games last year. And this year, despite a 1.85 ERA, he is 4-6.
That's so sad.
So he won 11 games last year. He's won 4 games this year. That means he's got 15 career wins. Caller 15 right now. Caller 15, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 15 plays Wilde and Tausch Trivia. Next.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Switch on the sky and the stars glow for you. Go see the world because it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes because your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn how to fly.
Even though Tausch is boycotting because he doesn't want to give his Irish pirate voice another run.
I don't love it.
So wait, are you suggesting that you're going to do it now?
No, I will do it. Yeah, I will do it. I just don't like it.
Oh, thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
Time now for trivia.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on.
Let's welcome in our contestants. It is Brian in Williams Bay. Brian, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How about you, gentlemen?
We are very excited that the Pirates and Paul Skeenus are in town. Especially tomorrow's matchup, which you'll be able to hear on 100.5 ESPN Madison, the Madison home of Milwaukee Brewers baseball, and of course on 620 WTMJ, the flagship in Milwaukee. All right, question number one in Wilde and Tausch Pirate Trivia will come after Jesse tells his requisite pirate joke.
Brian, is it okay if I ask you one pirate question before we play trivia? Yeah.
I certainly
is. Oh, good. I got some new material because I was called out last time, so these are good now.
They were pretty bad last time.
Why do pirates love yoga?
I give up.
I tell ya. They love exhaling.
I would have bet anything Plank would have been a part of that response.
No, it's exhaling. working on their breathing and yoga. Don't worry, the closer's better.
I hope so. All right, Brian, question number one. Ahoy, matey! Show me the compass. Which of these directional Carolina universities be nicknamed the Pirates? Is it East Carolina, a Western Carolina, or a Coastal Carolina? I coastal be a direction.
East.
You will not be walking the plank for that answer. I now turn it over to Cabin Boy Nelson with question number two.
Yar, that'd be me. We gear up for the big finale coming up, Tausch. You get
ready. Do you have another joke first?
No. I'll do it at the end. The jokes aren't that good. Question two, Brian. All right, scallywags. Which of these Cy Young Award-winning pitchers has played for but did not win the award with the Pittsburgh Pirates? Was that Max Scherzer, Jake Arrieta, or Garrett Cole? They'd be fun pirate names.
Arrieta.
Arr. Jake Arrieta. Be the wrong answer. It was Garrett Cole of the New York Yankees.
And now the moment we've all been waiting for. Also, based solely on the length of the question, it is the most words. Which is a win for all of us, except those of us with ears.
Let me get my voice ready. All right, here we go. Ashimami Timbers! Which of these be the real name of the New Jersey city where the main campus of Seton Hall University, the home of the Pirates, is located? Is it East Green? Is it South Orange? Or is it North Indigo?
Was this originally the first question?
I don't know.
South Orange.
Was that an easy one?
That was really easy. North Indigo? Has anyone ever heard of North Indigo?
I've never heard of South Orange.
Yeah. It sounds like it would be on like the Jersey Shore. South or North Indigo, right?
Is South Orange like a major metropolis?
Maybe I just know more about Seton Hall than I should. But yeah, South Orange. Yeah.
Why do you know so much about Seton Hall?
Because they were in the national championship game in my youth. So I was intrigued by them back then.
1989, right. Rumeil Robinson hit a couple free throws to beat
Clutch.
The Pirates.
Yeah. I'm sorry, who did they beat? The who?
The Pirates.
Yeah, those.
You
good.
Found it there at the end.
You did. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I got better. I did get better.
That is your first noticeable Pirate improvement in 7 years.
Pip.
Better late than never. Jesse, before we say goodbye to Brian with his two of the possible three correct answers and three of the possible four correct or entries into the Vortex Golf drawing, did you have another joke you wanted to share?
Oh, I did have one more question for Brian, if you don't mind, Brian. Do you have anywhere to be, or can I ask you this question?
You can ask away.
What did the pirate say when invited for a treasure hunt? Do you know what he said, Brian?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I do.
He's
not.
Building
you
the suspense.
You know what he said? Absolutely.
That's pretty good.
Better, certainly by comparison, better than the first one. All right, Brian, good luck in the drawing.
I'm due for a win. I haven't won since Pickles.
Well,
snap.
Good luck. Thanks for playing, buddy.
We're good. Okay, have a good one.
All right, that is Wilde and Tausch trivia for today. We will get to Whoa Nelly next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Remember the nights when we were young, dumb, and wild and free. When I closed my eyes, I could see you in my sweatshirt. Dancing around that college bar. These days I don't know where you are, but I get to keep these memories forever. Oh, I need more. Oh, I need more. Yeah.
Well, if you were hoping for Whoa Nelly, which I can't imagine you were.
That's not very nice.
That was not nice at all.
And I'm sending you the audio clip via Adam Schefter tweeting it out. We have some breaking news.
Oh, baby, now this is some breaking news.
Not going to lie, I know that some of you are going to immediately say, I don't care. Don't care. But I think you do. Somewhere down deep inside, I think you care. Aaron Charles Rogers appearing on the Pat McAfee Show says, and I quote, I'm pretty sure this is my last season, and that's pretty sure, by the way, and that's why we did the one-year deal. I've played 20 years, and I've enjoyed it. There's no better way to finish it than with Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Tausch, your thoughts.
I get it. I think he likes the idea of it being that round number. You never know when he'll be very fortunate if he can actually be one of the few that go out on their own terms. So I think there was a part of me when he was able to play all 17 weeks last season, even though his season wasn't up to his standard of what he was hoping for, I thought that was really important to him to play every week, especially coming off of an Achilles. But you don't know what – if this season is a bigger bust, is he going to be content with that? It sounds like yes. I think he has said this is going to be it. And I think for a lot of us, I think we hope that he goes out and has a good season. And we hope that the Packers smoke him when they go up to Pittsburgh. But I wouldn't be surprised. I would say the odds were this was going to be it regardless. I think his opportunities were a lot more limited than I think we ever would have imagined with how this offseason played. What were there? Two teams that were interested, the Giants and Pittsburgh. Minnesota was not. So, yeah, I think it's a nice way to, you know, kind of finish the career out if he can stay healthy and play and have a nice year. And he'll be one of the rare NFL players that can, you know, retire on their own terms, which I think would mean a lot to him.
Can you envision a circumstance where it goes well enough that he says, I kind of want one more year? They don't have a clear-cut successor.
No. So I think, Jason, what was more likely is he's got sour, like it would be a sour taste. If he has a really good year and Pittsburgh makes the playoffs, and I don't think anyone thinks he's going to win a championship. Mm. I think he'll be content with that. If he has a sour year again, then I think he's going to be one of those guys. He wants to control the narrative. And if he gets – what happens if he gets injured again or if something happens?
Sure. Right.
Is he going to be all right with that? I think maybe he's now come to grips that he's at this age, and I think he realizes he can't move like he has in the past, and that was a big part of what he does. So I would not rule anything out with Aaron Rodgers, but I was thinking there was a chance this season He would not have this played
past
this season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought this might have been it because he got to 17. I think he realizes that father time is catching up with everybody, and he's going to give it everything he's got, and we'll see where it goes. But I thought that this would be it, and judging by his comments with McAfee today, this is what it sounds. That's the direction it sounds like it's going.
That would mean you could start the clock, and he would be a member of the 2030 Hall of Fame class, if I'm doing the math correctly, because it's 5 years. So it'll be 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. So, yeah, it'll be very interesting to see if that turns out to be the case. I am, again, they play each other in October, on October 26th. I am very intrigued to see what he does this year. I'm fully willing to admit that I will be paying attention to Steelers games, just like I paid attention or was planning on paying attention to most of the 2023 Jets games. When things went south with the Jets, that spiraled pretty quickly. I was not paying as close of attention about midway through the season. And then they picked up Davante Adams, and I wanted to see what they would do. And it wasn't a whole lot, but he played better than people think. So I am curious
more likely
about that.
The season spirals or the season is a rocket ship for him.
A rocket ship that doesn't get to Mars but gets to the moon?
It's either a rocket ship. It leaves the atmosphere, okay? It leaves the atmosphere. Is the rocket ship more likely to get up there and explore and do all right, not get to Mars, or is it going to
explode on the launch pad? I think it's going to get airborne. I do not think they're winning a Super Bowl. I do think they're making the playoffs.
Are they getting through the atmosphere?
Yep.
Are they going to go to the next dimension?
Yep. I think.
Really?
I don't know about the next dimension. That's a totally different. I think that's like time travel and stuff, right? But they are definitely. If you make me choose, I would choose that they're going to make the playoffs. And we'll
Eight
see if that
half,
turns out to be the
more or less. More or less wins.
More. At least
I'll
nine.
Take the less. I'll take less.
Okay. Well, you've been right so far, right? His two years in New York were abject failures. So
I'll say this. They better get out to a fast start. They better.
The Steelers 2025 schedule, for those of you who might be interested. They play at the New York Jets to open. Home against Seattle, at New England, home against Minnesota. Then they have an early bye week, just like the Packers do. Then they are home to the Browns, at the Bengals, and then home to the Packers in their seventh game of the season. That looks like it has the potential to be a pretty good fast start, if they're any good. I am curious about one thing, though. Are Packers fans thinking about him not in terms of, oh, I have fond memories of his time as the Packers quarterback, or, oh, I don't like his persona that is currently who he is, or, boy, I really wonder if he's actually married to a person, or have they considered that he can really help his old team? If he plays well and they win games against the NFC North opponents that they have on their schedule, that helps the Packers. So are there people that are going to root for him? At least in those other three games, right? Against the Vikings, Lions, and Bears. Like, can they bring themselves to root for him in those, the folks that don't like him?
Yeah. Yeah, they can. I don't think any Packer fan is looking at it that way, though. I don't think so.
That's why I asked. I don't think so either.
Whoop them. Just whoop them. When Pittsburgh plays Green Bay, it's going to be Green Bay. Let's go whoop them.
They do have, obviously, playing in the AFC North. They do have the Baltimore Ravens twice and the Bengals twice, but they don't have.
There's no way. Let's say, what was that, week 8? Is that right?
It is week 8, game 7 for both teams.
So if the Steelers are 1-6 or 1-7, if there's a bye before, I don't know when their bye is.
Week 5.
They'll never flex that game, right? That game's getting on NBC regardless, correct?
I would think so, yeah.
I can't wait. That
what if he's hurt, that might be different.
Correct.
You really think it's going to go that badly? That you think it's possible?
No. I'm just asking a question. I think the Steelers are going to struggle. I do.
But not 1-6. Maybe 2-5.
No, 1-6 is terrible. I'd be 3-4 or 4-3, somewhere in that. That's where I think they'll probably be at that point.
All right. Well, start.
And by the way, the G&G got two games out the gate. They better get moving, too. But then after that, it's smooth sail until, what, Thanksgiving?
Packers open the season home against Detroit, home against Washington, at Cleveland, at Dallas. Then they have their bye week, the same week as the Steelers. Then home against the Bengals, at the Cardinals, and then at the Steelers. They could be 6-0 going into that Steelers game.
It's a lot of roadies. They're going to lose one of those roadies.
Well,
I hope it's not the Steelers.
We'll have to wait and see. We will wrap up today's show next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
The Miz.
Mizorowski. Deals. Struck him out.
Versus Skeens.
100 miles an hour for Skeens.
It's the Brewers versus the Pirates. This Wednesday on 100.5 ESPN, Madison's home of the Brewers.
Closing up shop, putting a bow on it. As our show comes to an end. Geriad in the YouTube comments, I am a Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Baltimore, and Bengals fan 3 times this year. As long as they sweep the rest of the division, all good with me. Yeah. Yeah, There's all those AFC North teams can certainly help the Packers. Of course, the Lord helps those who help themselves. And the Packers obviously have to win their games against that same division. They do not have the lowly AFC South to beat up the way last year they did. And they had a 15-win team, a 14-win team, and an 11-win team in the NFC North. We mentioned Aaron Rodgers saying on Pat McAfee that he's pretty sure this is going to be his last year.
Wordsmith. Did they ask him about his marriage?
I don't know. I'm not watching that show. I'm watching ours.
I am sure we will find out if they asked him about his marriage, and I'm guessing they did not.
I have a question before we go. Yesterday, okay, he was narrowly leading the polling against Giannis. Is that how it ended up?
Whose Wisconsin sports achievements do you hold in higher regard as their careers currently stand? And different perspective now that we know this is Aaron Rodgers' official last season, according to him. Aaron Rodgers, 50.5% of the vote.
Wow.
Giannis, 49.5%. So almost 50-50, about as close as you can get. Aaron Rodgers just slightly winning the poll. His achievements in higher regard.
I am being told that the Pat McAfee crew did indeed ask Aaron Rodgers about his wife. I don't know what was said. I'm still doing this program, but I'm being told that he did respond. Pat McAfee show tweeting out that he sounded off on living life in the public eye.
He sounded off on it?
Sounded off, like vented.
That's rich.
That'll be fun.
So I can't wait to listen to that. I can't wait to not listen to that after the show ends. All right, that's it for us today. Tomorrow is Wednesday. It'll be a Brian Bulaga scheduled to appear day, an Uncle Homer scheduled to appear day, and Wisconsin Geography Wednesday trivia instead of Irish-American pirate trivia from Tausch. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full-show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.